Today FM. I'm delighted to be joined in studio here in Marconi House by Stephanie Preisner.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am chirpy. I sound chirpier than I actually am.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are chirpy. I think you're very happy these days.
Oh, I'm thrilled. Like, yeah. I'm sure I'm living the
dream.
No, but
I think with life, I think you're happy.
Yeah. I am certainly happier than I have ever been. And I said the other day, you could not pay me. There is no fee you could pay me to go back to my 20s.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So you're happy in your skin, so to speak.
Yes, very
at the
much
moment.
So.
Very good. And listen, the new book is called Can I Say No? It's not called Can I Just Say No? It's not called Just Say No. It's kind of, there's a politeness about it. Can I say no?
Can I say no? Because I feel like it's also about, you know, asking yourself the question, like, am I allowed to say no to this? Mm. The answer, of course, is yes, you are. You have agency and free will.
Yes.
But it's also about, do I have the ability? Like, may I say no, but can I say no? Because that, for me, is the hardest part. I know that I am allowed to say no, but sometimes I still just find it so difficult to say it.
But I think it's not just you. I mean, I think everybody is like that. There's a universal theme going on. I mean, I think a lot of people should be reading this book, you know, men, women, young people, older people, whatever, because it's got that whole thing that we do have a problem, don't we? And maybe is it an Irish thing or is it general? Like, I mean, I think Americans are better at saying, nah, I'm not interested in that. I remember going into my next door neighbours, they were renting the house next door.
Yeah.
I went in and they said, would you like a drink? And we said, ah, no, you know, the Irish, ah, no, we're grand. And they said, okay. And that was the end of it for the whole night. No drink.
I remember my granduncle, he was a great man, Paddy O'Callaghan, for slipping money into your hand.
Paddy.
One time he gave me £50.
Gee.
And I was like, oh no, thanks so much. No, it's okay, honestly. Yeah. And he took it back. And he didn't offer it again. He said, the next time somebody gives you money, you just say thank you and you take it.
That's it.
And I'm telling you, I haven't declined it since. But I don't think it's just an Irish thing.
Yeah.
I think that it's because Arianna Huffington has blurbed this book for me,
she's
Irish. And even though I mention things like The Den and Zig and Zag and Bosco and all of the references in my childhood that she absolutely wouldn't get as an American and a Greek woman, she understands that, like, the message of the book is that our value and our worth are not tied to how compliant we are or how helpful we can be. So I think it might be a gender imbalance in terms of, like, people pleasing being more of a female problem, but then I'm only speaking from my experience and you seem to have connected with it, so maybe it's...
Yeah, I know. And I mean, like, I was talking last night, I was privileged and honoured to launch it for you. So
in
Copperface Jacks, whoa!
I was speechless.
And why did you pick Coppers as a matter of interest? Is it because the word no is associated with coppers? Or?
No, the word no is not associated
exactly.
with coppers.
That's what I mean.
Nobody is ever able to say no to coppers. No, it was also that, like, often book launches happen in bookshops and I wanted something a little bit different. And Coppers has been the host of many of the yeses I wish I hadn't said. but also,
and many of the jackets you've lost as
many
well.
Many of the jackets I've lost, but apparently every month they give all the jackets found to charity, so mine are long
that's
gone
good,
now.
Yeah. But just on the no thing, I mean, you were saying that your Nana, right, who was there as well last night, you know,
Queen.
Instagram star that she is, she was there and so she says that old people have no problem saying no. And then young kids have no problem saying no. So it's something that happens to us where we unlearn the...
In the middle. Yeah. So like,
and then we go back to being able to do that later on.
No was the first thing that I ever said. And I think as kids, you know, like, I sometimes hang around with this kid. Well, I don't hang around with, but I have the honour of spending time with a two-year-old once a week.
Mm.
And sometimes her... care, the person who minds her would be like, oh, give Stephanie a hug, give Stephanie a kiss. And she just says no. And I remember being in that position as a child and being, you know, then the person who the kid says no to puts on a sad face and is like, oh, please, will you not give me a hug? I'm so sad. Yeah. And then you learn that, like, your no makes people upset. And as you go, certainly, like, in your school years, in order to have friends, I was an only child and I needed to have friends. I was going to be lonely. Like, you put your desirability ahead of your desires.
Yeah.
So you want to be liked, you want to be in the in crowd, and so you stop saying no, and then you become that you forget that you
it's
actually
It's kind of more
have,
complex. It's only a little word, but it is more complex than we think.
So, and like reading the book, I realized that, like, so that it's kind of in three parts. I said yes for most of my teens and 20s. Then I said no to everything for about 4 years because I swung the other way.
And now it's your choice.
And now it's kind of a moderate thing because, you know, saying no to everything is not the answer either because you just live a very small life all of the time.
That's true. So are you doing any signings? I know you're all over the place. Anywhere you want it, you're going to be today
or tomorrow? I'm going to do a signing at 12 noon on Grafton Street in Dubray Books on Saturday. And I would love people to come because once I had a birthday party when I was 10 and people didn't show up. And that shame still follows me around. So please come.
So, and also... So 12 o'clock Saturday, Dubray Books on Grafton Street. Very good. And where else?
And I'm going to do a book signing in a book station somewhere. So if you want to contact me on Instagram and let me know if there's a book station in your town and you'd like me to come, and I'll see who I get the most votes for and I'll go there and do a signing as well.
And you said last night as well that you're not, this is the last book you're going to write about yourself. So are you going to start writing novels and things like that?
Because, well, I might have a novel in me, but certainly like the anecdotal mileage of my own life is now spent and I will spare the world another Stephanie Preisner memoir.
But you do more TV, is there?
Yes, I'm going to. Do you mean TV interviews for this?
No, it's TV.
I'm working with the BBC, adapting one of my first plays for screen, so I'm very excited about that. And then other stuff in the pipeline, but I'm just trying to enjoy the fact that I've written a book and feel the kind of joy in that.
Exactly, well, that's it. Enjoy the moment. Stephanie, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Ian, thank you so much.
And thank you for the present. You're so kind.
I gave you a tiny present for something massive.
A massive big box.
It's open it after hours. It's probably got alcohol in.
Oh, excellent. Very good. Cheers. Oh, here's a song for your Nana, by the way.
Oh.